Alright folks, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's ups and downs, all in just 5 minutes flat. I'm Leo Weston, and today we're tackling something super important. Embracing your emotions, the whole shebang, and learning to actually love them. Now, I know what you're thinking, Leo, isn't that a little mushy? Maybe a tad, but trust me on this one. Learning to love your emotions, even the grumpy ones, is like unlocking a superpower. It's the key to feeling more authentic, building stronger connections, and living a life that's truly fulfilling. So, here are 5 quick takeaways to help you get started. First up, understand that all emotions are valid. Seriously, every single one. From joy to anger, sadness to fear, they're all part of the human experience. Think about it like this. Emotions are like colors on a giant canvas. You wouldn't want your masterpiece to be just shades of gray, right? The full spectrum makes life vibrant and interesting. Next, stop judging yourself for feeling what you feel. We've been conditioned, especially as men, to think that certain emotions are weak or unacceptable. That's a load of baloney. Feeling sad doesn't make you less of a man. Experiencing anger doesn't mean you're out of control. Let those emotions flow without judgment, acknowledge them, accept them, and move on. Third, learn to name your emotions. When you can put a word to what you're feeling, it becomes less overwhelming. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try something more specific like, I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling anxious. The more precise you are, the better equipped you are to address the root cause. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a close friend going through a similar situation. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to have off days and struggle sometimes. And finally, explore healthy ways to express your emotions. This could be anything from journaling and exercise to talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. Bottling things up only leads to bigger explosions later on. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotions, weighing you down? You know that feeling when you're trying to hold everything in, but it's getting harder and harder? That's what happens when we ignore our feelings. They build up, creating tension and stress. It's like trying to run a marathon with cinder blocks strapped to your feet. Not fun. Let me tell you a quick story, one that's super relatable. Imagine this. You're at work, stuck in a meeting that's going nowhere. The boss is droning on and on, the coffee's cold, and you just want to scream. Now, what happens? Do you bite your tongue, put on a fake smile, and pretend everything is fine? Or do you acknowledge that feeling of frustration, take a deep breath, and maybe even politely voice your opinion? Choosing the latter means embracing your emotions, even the negative ones, and using them to fuel positive change. It's about saying, hey, I feel frustrated, and I'm going to use this energy constructively. That takes courage, but it also unlocks a whole new level of authenticity and self-awareness. So, remember these key takeaways. All emotions are valid, judge yourself less, name those feelings, practice self-compassion, and find healthy ways to express them. This isn't about becoming some emotion guru overnight. It's about taking small steps each day to build a stronger, more connected relationship with yourself. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Ready to take action? Commit to naming one emotion you're feeling right now, even if it's just annoyed or peaceful. Share that with someone you trust. Write it down in your journal, or simply acknowledge it out loud. This small act can make a world of difference. Join me tomorrow for another dose of mindful masculinity. Until then, keep it real and keep evolving. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.